Good evening, everyone. Good morning. Chodesh Tov. Nice to see many of your faces and boxes. And thank you very much for joining us this evening. The topic for tonight is world peace. Is it possible? Obviously, the background for choosing this title was the current war that's going on between Russia and the Ukraine. I will not do a geopolitic analysis of the war or choose sides, but I'll start with there's a Facebook page, an Israeli Facebook page that's called "The Jews Are Coming," Hayudim Ba'im, and it takes every soccer match on the national level. And takes the two sides and sort of breaks down the history of the Jews between the two in the two in those two nations. If it's a Germany versus Italy match, they'll say, "Well, Germany did such and such to us over the years, and Italy did such and such to us during the years, and we're not going to choose sides, but let's see who we would like more to lose, or sometimes won't care as much if they win." This case obviously is a little different, but I don't want to discuss that. I want to understand what is our approach when there's such war, when there's war going on in the world. We know there are many psukim, and I'll bring up the source sheet in a second. We know in Tanakh there are many discussions, and many times it is pointed out how we are waiting to this to for this peace, for this great world, for this great vision that one day will happen. The famous pasuk in Yeshayahu, right here in the source number one, that v'chitetu chavotam leitim v'chanitotehem lemazmerot lo yisa goy el goy cherev v'lo ilmedu ad milchama. There will be a time that nations won't go against nations, and we won't know any more war. And the famous psukim later on in Yeshayahu and Perek Yud Aleph that talk about how v'gar ze'ev im keves v'namering dir bats ve'egel uchfir umriach da v'na'al katon noheg bam, that even the animals will live peacefully together. Ufarav adov tirena yachdav irbetzu yaldehen ve'ariyek kabakar yochal teven v'shi'ashay yonek al churpaten. Psukim that almost sound not realistic. It's like such a perfect world where everything will be great, and we could look forward to this great, really world peace. Not just in a metaphor, but really everything will be so peaceful. Everything will be just as perfect as possible, and the animals won't go against each other, and obviously the humans won't go against each other. And lo yareu ve lo yeshchitu, the next pasuk in source, the last pasuk in source two, lo yareu ve lo yeshchitu bechol har kodshi ki malah haaretz de'a et Hashem kamayim la'yam echasim. The only way that this will happen, though, is when the knowledge of Hashem, or the seeking, the knowledge of Hashem will spread from coast to coast. And that is something that obviously we're far away from at the moment. But that is really what leads to world peace. What leads to world peace is the understanding that there is a God that runs the world. And he is, by following him, we are able to understand the true values. We understand the true meaning of life, the true meaning of this world, and therefore we can stop fighting, we could stop wars. It's very common to say nowadays that religion starts the wars, that a religious war between Islam and and Judaism, for example, are those are the reasons for most of the wars. Specifically, the current war, I don't think is very religious, to the best of my recollection. But many other wars that have been started over the years were very religious motivated. But it's because religion was taken there the wrong way. If we all try to seek Hashem properly, if that happens, then the exact opposite will happen. Everything will be really will be perfect. And the Psukim in Source 3, which are almost exact to the Psukim at the beginning of Perek Bet in Yeshayahu, but I brought the Psukim here in Micha because usually we're only used to the ones in Yeshayahu, but I think the one that there's almost word by word the same, but I think they're a little bit even more powerful here in Sefer Micha. And to the best of my recollection, these Psukim are also quoted almost exactly word by word on the UN building. This what one day it will happen as a vision. Yehar Beit Hashem Nachon Berosh Harim V'nisahu Migvaot V'naharu Alav Amim V'alchu Goyim Rabim V'amru Lechu V'nale El Har Hashem V'el Beit Elokei Yaakov V'yorenu Midracha V'nelcha Be'orchotav Ki Mitzion Tetzet Torah Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim ושפט בין עמים רבים והוכיח לגויים עצומים עד רחוק. When these things will happen, when the Beit HaMikdash and Hashem's house, so to speak, be established, will be on top of the mountains, and everybody will be excited to be going there, and will be running towards Har Hashem, and everyone will see how from Yerushalayim Hashem's words are coming out, Kimitzionta Tzatora. When that happens, then he, I would assume, most Mefarshim understand that this is talking about the Mashiach or the king of that time, or even as simple as possible, Hashem himself. Veshafat ben amim rabim. He will judge between the many people, obviously, between the nations. Veochech legoyim atzumim ad rachok. And even the great nations that are far away. Nothing can, that almost talks, you could almost feel how it's talking exactly about what we're talking about right now. Again, the puzzle that we mentioned at the beginning, and then, almost again, a very famous pasuk, no, nobody will be afraid anymore. Each nation will go in the name of its God, and we will go in our God's name forever and ever. And I think, again, if we understand this correctly, world peace can be achieved by everyone seeking Hashem. We are understanding that Hashem is our God, and therefore we have a special relationship and connection with Him. And we will still be with our special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still have his special relationship to us. But all the goyim and all the nations will see this and seek this and want to be part of it. We'll all want to be part of this great relationship. Therefore, they will all participate in this. They will all want to go to Yerushalayim and see this. And I didn't bring the psukim here, but the this notion comes out to play in the Haftorah that we read on Sukkot. On the first day of Sukkot, the Haftorah talks about exactly that. First of all, it talks about the war between Gog and Magog, which I specifically did not bring now because I don't want to go into that point. But after that, it talks about how after that war, all the nations will see how Am Yisrael is in relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Eretz Yisrael. And after that, they all want to participate, and they all connect to Hashem through Har HaBayit, through Beit HaMikdash, specifically in Chag HaSukkot, which we know is because it's the beginning of the year, and we are all davening for the how the next year will come out and how it will play out. So they all come and they seek Hashem and they participate in Chag HaSukkot and they all celebrate it, and that leads to these psukim about this great notion. of Ishtachat Gafno, Vitachat Enato, and really world peace as a true could really come out to play in a real way. And I think there's one other we could connect this to another mitzvah that we are in the middle of partaking and fulfilling this year in Eretz Yisrael, and that is the mitzvah of Shemitah. If I mentioned before that many wars are related to the to religion, but usually in the wrong way of religion versus religion, I think the Torah describes that the way to, if in the Nevi'im, the Pesukim we brought here in sources 1, 2, and 3, were all from Yeshayahu and Micha. In the Torah itself, when it talks about world peace, it's usually related to Shemitah. Shemitah, as we know, every seventh year we stop working in the fields. We stop everything that we're doing in the daily routine of planting and harvesting and making the land better. And we take a sabbatical. And during that year, we have an opportunity to understand even more and connect even more to the fact that Hashem is the one that runs the world. Hashem is the one that grows the fruit and everything that we think that we can do on our own as farmers. And it's all due to our specialty of understanding how great of a farmer we are. Really, Hashem is the one who grants us. And this comes out in the Psukim of Shemitah. I brought it here in source 4. In the beginning of Parashat Lechukotai, the Torah describes all the brachot, all the great blessings that Am Yisrael can get. Im yichukotai telechu v'mitzvotai tishmeru v'asitem otam. V'natati gishmechem beitam v'natna ha'aretz evula v'etz ha'sadeh yiten pirio. V'yisig lachem daish et batzir u'batzir yisig et zara. V'achaltem lachmechem nasova v'yishavtem lavedach v'artzichem and then v'natati shalom ba'aretz. U'shchavtem v'ein macharid. V'yishbati chaya ra'a min ha'aretz. V'cherev lo ta'avor be'artzichem. Sounds as optimistic as perfect as possible. There will be peace in the land. Nobody will be afraid. No more beasts and no more swords. Everything will really be world peace. How did this start? It started again with understanding that in bechukotai telechu, if we follow Hashem's commands and we follow the mitzvot and we do them properly, then everything will be great. Everything will be perfect. And if chas v'shalom, we do not do that, the tochecha that comes right afterwards in the continuation of Parashat Bechukotai talks about that after, I didn't bring the psukim because they're a little bit too devastating, how Hashem will throw us away from our land and all the horrific klalot that Torah describes. But then when it gets to the lowest point, the Torah says, "As tirtze ha'aretz et shavtoteha." Then the land will, so to speak, pay off all the sabbaticals that were taken away. Kol yemei hoshama ve'atem eretz oyvechem. As tishbat ha'aretz v'hirtzat et shavtoteha. Kol yemei hoshama tishbot. Et asher lo shavta b'shavtoteichem b'shivtechem aleha. The land will finally have the time to rest. Instead of the times that it didn't rest while you were on it, while we were living in Eretz Yisrael but not doing it properly and not fulfilling the Shemitah year properly, when we didn't do that, so the land, so to speak, needs to pay off its due sabbaticals. So it kicks us out from Eretz Yisrael, has time to rest properly, and then after it pays off its dues, it allows us back to Eretz Yisrael, and then our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reunited, and the connection to the land is renewed, and then everything goes back to be good again. And if I go back for a second in Source 5, the Psukim from Parashat Behar, the Parashat before Parashat Bechukotai, that talks entirely almost about Shemitah, It talks about ve'asitem et chukotai ve'et mishpatai tishmeru ve'asitem otam v'yishevtem al ha'aretz avedach. Again, almost the exact words from the beginning of chukotai. V'natna ha'aretz b'riya v'achaltem nasova v'yishevtem lavetach aleha. Obviously, it depends on the fact that we have to follow and fulfill the mitzvot and the chukim. And then there's a connection between the way our relationship, the status of the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore our relationship and how we feel with the land, not just the fruits that it gives, v'yishevtem lavetach, how we could also dwell safely. And again, the connection to the land, v'chitomru ma nochal b'shana ha'shvit, if we really are in a sabbatical year, in the seventh year, what are we going to eat? We're not going to plant. We're not going to harvest. What are we supposed to eat? V'tziviti et birchati lachem. Hashem says, I will command blessing. B'shana ha'shishit. On the sixth year, you'll have enough food for 3 years. V'sadat tavua lishlosh hashanim. That is talking about on a year when there's not only is there shmita on the seventh year, it's the seventh of the seventh of the Shemitah cycle. So therefore year 50 is also the Yovel, the Jubilee year. And therefore there's 2 years that we can't work. And Hashem says if everything is really going according to the plan, if everyone's following the mitzvot and the chukim, and we're on such a high level of relationship and a connection, then the land will know how to give enough food for 3 years. And this is before there were refrigerators and warehouses that are climate can be taken care of to make sure that food lasts for longer. Uzratem et hashana hashminit v'achaltem min ha'tevuah hayashan ad hashana ha'tshi'it. Atbot tevuata tochlu hayashan. You'll have the ability to eat the produce. Everything will you could eat from the old and still have enough until the new comes out. The land will not be sold forever. In other words, permanently. Because the land belongs to me. Because you all belong to me, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, clearly, it is talking specifically about Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz Yisrael, as we've mentioned before during these series of Shiurim, is a example to the entire world. If the relation, obviously Eretz Yisrael is the land of Hashem, the land of Am Yisrael, the land of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if we are able to get to that kind of relationship in Eretz Yisrael, then it could reflect to everything that goes on in the rest of the world. So if we stop our focus on the materialistic issues that we usually are running after, we take that sabbatical year and we say, okay, this year we're not running after growing a little bit more or planting a little bit more or harvesting a little bit more or making sure that our land is making the most fruit. We take a step back and we say, okay, Hashem, it's all yours. We take a sabbatical. We understand that it's all from Hashem. We understand that it's all part of what Hashem wants, and the way He will grow the land, and He will take the land, and He will make sure we have enough, and we take a year off from trying to grow our net worth, and just focus on our relationship with Him. Dafka then can does the land give its most fruit? Dafka that year, Hashem can say, "You see, I gave you enough. You don't have to really have. You really don't have to worry about it." So if we are able to if we said before that religious wars are not good, so obviously a materialistic world of who rules the world, who rules this country, who rules that country, who rules this land or that land, Hashem says, you're wrong. Kili ha'aretz, it all belongs to me. I run the world. I participate in this. I rule this. I control this. And only when you understand that, like we do during the year of Shemitah, can all these great brachot happen. In source number 7, the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about how this comes out to play. אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל, הקדוש ברוך הוא עושה את העם ישראל, זירו שש, plan six, והשמיטו שבע, and do the shmita, do the sabbatical, on the seventh year, כדי שתדעו שהארץ שלי היא, that you should know that the land belongs to me. Rashi says there, כדי שתדעו, ולא ירום לבבכם בשבח ארצכם, that you won't be so proud in your heart, yeah, that your hearts won't be so proud about praising your own land, ותשכחו עול מלכותו. It's very easy to think that when everything is fruitful and perfect and everything looks great, then we all say, oh, look how great our land is. Look how great we are able to grow. Look how great everything is growing and everything is flourishing and everything is going as perfect as possible. It's all because we're the startup nation. We are the ones who have a great great minds to be able to bring the great agriculture and the great farming system and watering and all the different inventions that we've come up with. It's all due to our greatness. No, it's because Hashem, it's His land. It's because Hashem is giving us the opportunity and the blessing to be able to do this. And therefore, we have to take that sabbatical year as a reminder for us. Parashat Behar, which again we talk about, we mentioned how it talks about Shemitah, the beginning of the psukim. There is Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Behar Sinai Lemo, and then it talks about Shemitah. And the famous question is Ma Inyan Shemitah Etzel Har Sinai? What is the connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai? Rashi gives an answer there, and the Ibn Ezra brought his answer here. The Ibn Ezra says, "Behar Sinai en mukdam meuchar b'Torah." He wants to say that the reason it says Behar Sinai is to show us that these psukim were really given back in Parashat Mishpatim, and therefore it just comes to show that there's no early and late in the Torah. It's all part of the same sort story, so to speak. V'zu haparasha kodem vayikra v'chol haparashiyot shemacharav ki hadibur behar Sinai ve'ata hakarat habrit haketuvah beparashat ve'eleh hamishpatim v'hizkira b'makom hazeh lechaber tnei ha'aretz. That this parasha, even though it's at the end of Sefer Vayikra, really its place should be before Sefer Vayikra. It should be at the end of Sefer Shmot somewhere. And the reason it's here at the end of Sefer Vayikra is because it wants to give us the, on the one hand, the covenant that is done here between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but specifically with the connection to the land, and the issues of the land are mentioned in Sefer Vayikra, and that's already a shir that we could talk about one day towards the end of Sefer Vayikra, this exact understanding of its point. But the bottom line is that the reason it says about Shemitah that it was given in Har Sinai is because the covenant that was said, that was done between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Parashiyot, Yitro, and Mishpatim was not just about the mitzvot. It was also about Eretz Yisrael. The way to fulfill the mitzvot of Yitro and Mishpatim is only in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore here, when Behar and Bechukotai are at the end of Sefer Vayikra, V'chasher amar el ha'arayot, about adultery, ki ba'avuram teki ha'aretz otam, that if we unfortunately violate those isulim of arayot, and the land will therefore kick us out, ken amar beparashat Bechukotai, al shavtot ha'aretz. The same thing is mentioned in Parashat Bechukotai, which we mentioned before in source 4 and 5, that if we violate the Shabbatot of the land, if we violate Shemitah, then also the Torah, the land will kick us out. V'izkir b'tchila perusha Shabbatot, and therefore talks before it tells us about how it will kick us out if we don't follow Shemitah, then first it has to tell us about the Shemitah. But the point here, again, the connection between the way we are behaving, the way we are connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way we understand how the world is run, that it's run by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we understand that correctly, if we understand that properly, then we know that once every seventh 7 years, we take a sabbatical for that, and that also leads to all the brachot. Unfortunately, we don't do that, then it leads to the klalot, it leads to the wars. The Gemara in Source 8 famously quotes, when will Mashiach come? Tanu Rabbanan, Shavua does not just mean a week. Shavua also means any connection, any group of seven. So therefore, it means here the group of 7 years. Shavua, Sheben David, Babo, that the 7 year stretch when Ben David, when Mashiach comes, Shana Rishona Mitkayim Yikra Zot, the first year, the following pasuk happens. V'imtarti al ir achat, v'al ir achat v'amtir. That Hashem will give rain on one city and will not on the other. Shniya, chitzei ra'av mishtalachim. There will be a famine in different places. Shlishit, ra'av gadol. Bigger famine. Or it's a chitzei ra'av is in specific places. There are specific arrows in specific places. In the third year, there'll be lots of it. V'metim anashim v'nashim v'tav, chasidim v'anshei ma'aseh. Horrific that people die, women and children and righteous people and the Torah is people are forgetting the Torah from even the those who are learning it. There's lots of food, but it's not enough. B'chamishit sova gadol v'ochlin v'shotin v'smechin v'Torah chozeret l'lomdeya. In the fifth year, everything is great. We're eating and we're drinking and we're happy. And the Torah is being learned again. But shishit kolot, in the sixth year, there are voices, which, again, there's many explanations of what exactly this means. Bashvi'it milchamot, during the seventh year, there are wars. And ben mutzei shvi'it, ben David ba. At the end of the seventh year, at the end of the Shemitah cycle, Mashiach comes. And that is what we are really hoping here in our World Peace Initiative here that I was asking if we can achieve properly. We basically brings us back to this to the cycle of Shemitah that we're in the middle of. This year, while we are many of us, we focus mainly on is this fruit? Are these fruits Shemitah or not Shemitah? Do we have to eat them this way or eat them that way? Those of us who have the privilege of living in Israel, am I allowed to do this to my tree? Am I not allowed to do that to my tree? We focus a lot more on the practical issues and the very specific halachic issues of what we're allowed to do and what we're not allowed to do. But really, if we understand what Shemitah is all about, it is helping us understand how the world runs in a better way, and that is by focusing on our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understanding that the land belongs to Him. And when that happens, and we follow His mitzvot, and we understand how it all connects to Him and to our relationship with Him, that's how world peace is really achieved. World peace is achieved by the fact that we all seek Hashem, we all seek spirituality and a spiritual relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It leads to the progresses to the fact that we also are able to enhance that with our daily materialistic life and take a sabbatical year from working in the land and focusing more about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more that happens, the more peace there is in the world. And hopefully, as we quoted the Gemara at the end, now that we are in the seventh year, unfortunately we hear the voices of war. But hopefully at the end of this seventh year, Ben David Ma, Mashiach comes, and we are really able to finally live those great psukim that we quoted at the beginning that are so famous about how Ishtachat Gafno v'tachat Enato v'chitetu chavotan reitim lo yisa goya goy cherev v'lo yimedu ad milchama. Looking forward to that happening as soon as possible. Thank you very much for participating. Have a great night. Shabbat shalom, chodesh tov, and only bsorot tovot.